So I'd like to begin today with a quote. A kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. I'm going to say again what I began with because I feel like this is so powerful. The irony in moving out of scare city is that we don't have to pack up and go anywhere. Rather, we are called to transform the places within and around us with the evidence of God's love and grace. And I might even say, a kind gesture. We are called to build altars everywhere to show forth the gifts of abundance to a hurting world. How are we offering radical generosity to transform the places and people where we are? We are creating a home here in this place. We've heard stories of home and how this church and this church family have become a home to Robert Simmons, who spoke about how he finds he can use his gifts here by serving others. We heard from Holly Austin, who talked about how this church felt like home because she knew that her foster child, who is transgender, would be welcomed here because of the rainbow flags outside. And when she and her family arrived, she and her family were welcomed so greatly. And we heard from Eva Cooper, who talked about how she felt like this was her home, and when there was a fire in her apartment, this church came together and helped her in so many ways she could never imagine. And even given that she originated from Liberia and now is an American citizen, she has always been welcomed and loved here in this place. And then today we heard from Morgan, a lifelong Methodist. I think almost everybody, well, two of the four are lifelong Methodists, Googled United Methodist Churches in Syracuse and felt like this was home just by looking at the website and coming in and finding this fantastic church family welcoming more family in. And then for me, I find this church a home. This is going to sound weird, but maybe some of you experienced this as well. I feel the Holy Spirit in this building no matter what corner I enter, but most especially when I walk into this sanctuary. When I walk through the threshold of these, either door here, something is here in this place, and I feel it and experience it right away. Does anyone else get this feeling when they walk in this space? It's amazing. I can come here when it's full of people or when it's empty, and it just is home. So know that if you ever need a pick-me-up in the middle of the week, you're welcome to stop in and feel this Holy Spirit here in this peaceful place during the week. On Friday, I had a pantry guest come to me and ask me, does your church give rides to worship? And I said, I'm sorry, not yet. And she said, oh, that's too bad, because this is the only church I have ever felt comfortable in. And she's a pantry guest, and she comes to the pantry, and she's all over the basement with pantry things. But she has asked me to pray with her, and we have come into this sanctuary as well. And she has been in these walls here, in this space. And this is the only church she has felt comfortable in. As Methodists, one of the questions our statistical reports and church profile ask is, would your neighborhood notice if your church was gone? I'd say our neighborhood would miss this church a lot if we were gone because of our worship, our music, our glorious organ, our choir, our food pantry, the diapers we give away, the pet pantry where people can come in and get food for their pets, the Thanksgiving bags, the dinner, the Christmas dinner, and the big breakfast. And so given all these things that folks would miss if we were gone, I wonder what will we dream up to continue to share God's love around the city so that others may find this church their home. There are so many things that we can do and dream up. And I'd like to remind you that there is a card that you can take home this week, and it says, "Worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good." Wow. This is talking about noticing things to be grateful for rather than wrapping oneself up in worry. So know that you can take this home, put it in something you carry like your pocket or your purse, or you can put it on your refrigerator and remember, worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good. And I feel like we could easily get wrapped up in worry about the second and third floors not being rented at this time. But I think we should also be focusing on the good and why people find this space home. As we wrap up our stewardship worship series and our campaign today, I'd like to close with our scripture because it is powerful, remembering that we are meant to see holy in and out of this building and to see holy altars or Jesus' face everywhere. And I'm going to read from the Common English Bible. "Tell them to do good, to be rich in the good things they do, to be generous and to share with others. When they do these things, they will save a treasure for themselves that is a good foundation for the future. That way, they can take hold of what is truly life." Amen.